There are husbands everywhere. In suits, in polo shirts, in khakis, and cargo shorts. Flip-flops, square toes, loafers, and sneakers. In baseball caps with thinning hair and sleeves rolled up, with tufts of chest hair at the neckline. With soft mound bellies atop braided belts and craft brewery t-shirts with toenails in need of tending. Short and tall, colorblind, with 5 o'clock shadows, and baby on board stickers on their rear windshields, walking dogs with their ring fingers haloed in platinum, gold, silver, tungsten. There they are, unemployed or making six figures, in three fantasy football leagues and two different text chains, meme after meme after meme, scratching their balls and applying aftershave, rifling for snacks in the pantry, watching internet porn, wearing towels around their waists and dripping water on the floor. They are better halves, partners in crime, high school sweethearts, and complete assholes, roommates, deadbeats, and really great fathers. Can you picture it? Excellent. Shall we continue? Just a little further. You're getting sleepy now. Long breath out. That's it. Now, try to imagine. Imagine a place, a special place, where the husbands are everywhere, yes, but instead of just putting the dishes in the sink when finished eating, they put them in the dishwasher. They carry up the items left on the stairs and put them away. They refill children's water glasses at 3 a.m. and lead sleepy toddlers back to their own beds. They write thank you notes and dispose of the torn envelopes of red mail. They put their shoes away. They nail down plans and don't parent from the couch. They read school emails and listen to voicemails and make dinners and rinse out Keurig machines and remember to use sunflower seed butter and that gymnastics is on Tuesdays and that next week the nanny has off and that this week is a nephew's graduation. Do you have it? Very good. Now, take a deep breath in. Exhale. That's right. Deeper now. Just relax and imagine.